Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Ultrasound Gel Podcast. It's Mike Peretz and I'm with your best friend in the world, Jacob Avila.
Hello there.
Today we're going to be discussing this article titled Comparison of Techniques for Visualization of the Airway Anatomy for Ultrasound-Assisted Intubation, a prospective study of emergency department patients. This is a paper that was published in the Anesthesia Critical Care Pain Medicine Journal, February 2018. Authors are out of Toronto, Canada. And why are we talking about this still, Jacob? Are people using ultrasound for the airway?
So I have a lot of thoughts on ultrasound airway, but I'm going to summarize it at this. If you have VL and you have good visualization with your video laryngoscopy, you don't need the ultrasound. You don't need it. The ultrasound works great. It's true. You know, I use ultrasound when it's useful. I don't use it just for fun all the time. It's if it's useful. Now, if you have DL and you are maybe in a place where you have somebody else intubating and you maybe don't trust them, or it's a sick patient, you want to know right away what's happening, the ultrasound is amazing. Also, have you ever had that airway that's just like you can't see anything regardless if you have VL or DL, like they're vomiting or there's a bunch of pus or there's like soot or it's so swollen that you can't see anything? Have you ever had that kind of airway?
Yeah, I've been trained so well that whenever I see that airway, I just know to run away and cry.
Right, but you see, that's the thing. If you have the ultrasound, you don't need to do that anymore.
Got it.
You can just place that in the lateral neck and you can see what you're doing. So it's an adjunct. It's not something that you should be doing on everybody, but I think it is definitely useful.
That sounds smart. So it sounds like in this article, what they were looking at was where is the best place to visualize these airway structures when someone's intubating.
Right.
Because they know people are out there using this now to confirm their endotracheal intubation. So they wanted to do a study on real patients and try to figure out where the best place to place the probe is to get the views of the esophagus and the trachea so you could tell if your intubation is successful.
Right, because that's not really been standardized. I mean, ultrasound itself doesn't need to be standardized, but there's some debate, and that's like the whole reason that they did this. So what they did here is they enrolled 100 patients. It was a couple of exclusions, but they enrolled 100 patients aged 19 to 101 years of age. They excluded any patients that couldn't lay supine because that's, you know, where you would be placing a patient to intubate, or if they had any unstable life-threatening injuries requiring immediate intervention. So it seems like what they did is they just asked their patients, hey, can we scan your neck real quick? And then they tried to see in what situation they could get, quotes, adequate visualization, which that actually varied depending on what they were looking at. There's basically two broad kind of categories. The first one is they basically just looked at the cricothyroid membrane, and adequate visualization for that was just, could you see the vocal cords? That was what they considered adequate visualization. Then they did a bunch of different things with a suprasternal notch view, which is honestly where I usually place the probe. They did suprasternal notch, and their adequate visualization was they looked for the trachea and the esophagus in the view. So they did one with just a suprasternal notch anterior without any pressure. They did a suprasternal notch anterior with pressure. They looked at the left right there, the suprasternal notch on the left side of the throat, and then one at the right side of the throat. And they tried to see how often they could see what they said was adequate visualization.
So they did suprasternal, straight on, without pressure.
Correct.
And then they did to the left and to the right, and then they did all those with pressure too. Is that right?
That is correct. Although the left and the right were with pressure. They didn't do left and right without pressure. So there's five different views they looked at.
Gotcha, because you're adding in the transcricothyroid membrane.
That's the fifth one
as well.
That's correct.
Let's talk about what they found. So primary outcomes, we're talking about the best view. They found that was the suprasternal notch to the left of the trachea with pressure, adequate visualization in 92% of cases. After that, suprasternal notch with pressure, 81%, transcricothyroid membrane, 78%, and the rest were not that great. Coming in last was suprasternal notch to the right of the trachea at 1% visualization. So don't look there first.
Yeah, don't do it.
So, I mean, their findings stated that pressure improved their view in 51%. And to me, that's kind of a duh type of finding. And then they improved by moving to the left in 76% of cases. So, okay, the esophagus is usually on the left. I think that is what anatomy tells us and confirmed by this ultrasound. Then they did do a bunch of odds ratios that I thought were probably unnecessary to do with their main findings, but I think they wanted to be rigorous. So they then compared what's the odd ratio of success if you're doing a suprasternal notch view without pressure, and then you add pressure to it, you have an odds ratio of 10.3 in now achieving adequate visualization. So Jacob, how long did it take to do this? Because I'm really worried that if I start doing this on every intubation, I'm just going to be in the room forever.
Yeah, it'll be way too long. It actually didn't take that long at all. It was mostly under 10 seconds to get adequate views, which is clinically, you know, how long it takes me usually. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, well, some of the limitations to this paper that I saw, obviously this is just a convenient sample, and they just enrolled people that were sitting around in their emergency department. But I think the biggest problem with this study is that these patients weren't actually getting intubated. This is just checking out the anatomy and not the actual visualization of an endotracheal intubation. So we don't know how well that's going to translate to the real clinical situation in which we want to use this.
Agreed.
I guess the other thing is that it was a single experienced operator that was doing all of these airway ultrasounds, so maybe you won't be able to reproduce those results if you haven't done a bunch of these yet. But hey, just go do a bunch of them and then you'll be golden.
Yeah, you'll be that guy.
All right, so let me summarize this study. They prospectively enrolled people in the emergency department to evaluate their airway anatomy with ultrasound. They ended up getting 100 patients, and they found that the best view to visualize was the suprasternal notch view to the left with pressure. And remember, we don't know how well these results will hold true in patients that are actually getting intubated and you're using ultrasound to confirm your airway.
Yep.
Well, thanks for the authors for doing this very intriguing study, and thanks for tuning in again. Remember, you can go to our website at ultrasoundgel.org where you can sign up for our mailing list. Also, check us out on Facebook and Google Plus where we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, we'll talk to you later.
More pressure, more gel, more pressure, more gel, more
ultrasound gel podcast.
And they spelled esophagus really weird. They put two O's in front of the esophagus.
No, it was great, dude. Listen, I don't anybody tell you different.